It is time for It's the Law on the Wrap. Stephanie Fould is here as ever. Hello.
Good afternoon, Susan.
Now, last week, we waded into all the subjects relating to direct democracy, how Switzerland is organized from a legal perspective, what kind of rights we could say are typically Swiss, talking there about the People's Initiative. And we also brought you news of the facultative referendum, compulsory referendum. If you do need a refresher, you can head to our website to listen again. So today, Stephanie, you're going to continue on laying some ground. Work. Swiss federalism. Can you begin by defining that for us?
Yes, Susan. It's a way of organising the state in which the political power is shared between the central government and the regions. And in Switzerland, the regions are the 26 cantons. It's an example in Europe because we have Switzerland who has this system, but we also have Germany and we have American states, Canada and Australia.
But there's something particular about the way federalism is defined here that sets it apart from those countries.
It sets it apart from these countries because the Swiss people are submitted to very various different laws, Swiss federal laws, Swiss cantonal laws and Swiss communal laws, which makes the system very complex.
And again, making the point that we did last week, slows it down considerably.
Definitely slows it very much down.
And there's a lot of intergovernmental squabbling that goes on before anything is actually signed, sealed and approved and delivered back to the people who've decided that they want this change.
Exactly. And when you do have a law case, you need to look at all types of laws, not only one type of law and not only one level of law. It is important to look at every single level to get a fair decision.
So that's the big takeaway consequence of that, much longer to get to those final decisions. Let's move on, Stephanie, now to another big ticket item. The separation of powers, what does that mean in practical terms here in Switzerland?
Historically, most European countries were monarchies. One single person, and it used to be the king, had the power of legislation, execution and trial. That has been changed with time, and the power separation is one of the fundamentals of democracy and one of the fundamentals of Switzerland.
The fundamental pillars of the system.
Exactly, where the three pillars are separated from each other. We have the executive system, where we have the government, the legislative with the parliament, and the judiciary, which is there to control the application of the law.
And all are independent, but not autonomous.
Exactly. They work independently, but have to care about the rest of each other. And the same organisation is found in every single canton. You always have the same type of free system and separation of powers.
And you have the same levels in the communes as well.
No, you do not have exactly the same levels. You only have the execution and the parliament. You do not have any courts in a communal system.
The Swiss parliament, I understand, and this surprises me, that it was inspired by the American model, but that just doesn't compute in my brain. Like, certainly Switzerland was here first.
Well, Switzerland may have been here first, but you have to remember that the Swiss constitution came only much later. And it's on the base of the constitution that the two rooms and the parliament was created, and it was inspired by the American system.
Okay, so let's delve a little deeper into parliament and how it works. So you've got two rooms, both houses.
Exactly.
A new law can be proposed by the population, by a group of people interested in the initiative, and you've told us how long that can take. But how long can then the legislative process take?
The legislative process can take 10 years. It can be a very long process, and it's usually the parliament who's got the strongest power because it submits at the end the process to the government, who will only finalise it. But the input always comes from the parliament.
But that certainly isn't inspired by what happens on Capitol Hill in the United States.
No, it's not. That is not inspired by Capitol Hill, but it's the structure of the parliament which was inspired by the American system.
And you mentioned last week about maternity insurance. Tell me a bit more about that. Remind listeners about that, because that's so surprising. That's got to be in the textbooks as one of the longest, most meandering pieces of legislation ever.
Definitely, because as I was mentioning last week, it was actually provided for in the Constitution in 1945 on an initiative of the people, and it only went into force and enforcement in 2005. So more than 60 years between the first decision and the execution of the real insurance.
And the final all-important element that we should look at when we're taking our helicopter view of the Swiss legal landscape, Swiss neutrality. Tell us about that, Stephanie.
Swiss neutrality is actually only recognised by the other member states of Europe since 1815. It's a way for Switzerland to be part of the big picture, but to keep its independence from the other countries. It's a way for Switzerland to know about what's going on in the world without being mixed into any conflict.
But just to back it up, so 300 years earlier than 1815, so 1515, Switzerland became officially neutral, but it took that long for others to recognise it.
Exactly, and it's only now that it's officially and completely recognised.
Stephanie Fould is our resident lawyer here at WRS. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you, Susan.
Tune in again next week, same time, same place. And if you want to listen again to this, lot of content to digest, head to our website. The program is called It's the Law, and you can find it at worldradio.ch.